Okay, so the Gemara wants to know why the mitzvah bedikas chametz was set up for the night of Yudalid. Why not do it by day? The Gemara suggesting maybe zrisin makdimin lemitzvahs. The Gemara says that would not be enough of a reason because zrisin makdimin lemitzvahs can be fulfilled from the morning of Yudalid, and therefore we have to come up with a new reason. Let's see what the Gemara says again. The Gemara comes out l'maskana amar of Nachman by Yitzchak b'shah shebnei adam mitzuyin bevateihem be'or haner yafel l'dika. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is giving us two svaris that explain why the bedikas chametz mitzvah was set up for the nighttime. He says because that's when people are home. In other words, by Yudalid, you wouldn't necessarily be able to do it. You wouldn't be around. You'd be busy with something else, even though it's a hoshayla about isa malach haner pesach. But l'maisa, it's not necessarily going to be that people are available. And the second point is or haner yafel l'bdika, that you have the nighttime, which allows you to use yaf or haner, and you wouldn't have that mail of or haner if you were by day, because then you have the sun. Now Rashi explains that or haner yafel l'bdika, that b'yom machshich, b'yom it doesn't really give you any benefit. So then why not use the actual sunlight? Yivdok or hayom, says Rashi. We have a special Xeris Akasuv that we learn out later that you're supposed to use or haner. And or haner is only yafet at night. So why do we need two reasons? And what would be nafkaminis between the two reasons that are given? Reason number one, because people are home. And number two, because or haner yafet libedika. So it's interesting. If you look, let's take a look at the Ran that I gave you. There is a Baal Hamor and a Ramban later on. It's in Daf Dal and Daf Harif. But the Ran is here. And the Ran starts off assuming like the Baal Hamor, and then the Ramban disagrees, and the Ran ends up saying like the Ramban. But even according to Ramban, there's going to be what's going to emerge as nafka minas between the two reasons. So the Baal Hamor holds that suppose a person would want to do the Bedika on earlier. In other words, what the Gemara is discussing is why you can't do the Bedika on the day of Yudalid, the Erev Pesach by day. Suppose a person wants to do the Bedika the day of Yud Gimel, not the day of Yudalid. So he's there, he's home. Okay, you want him to use a candle, so let him use a candle. There's a special Xeris custom to use a candle. Could you allow for Bedikas Chametz to take place beyom Yud Gimel? So the svara that the Gemara says that person is not available always by day, so that's a svara insofar as the day of Yudalid, if you're not going to do it now, then you'll end up not having bedikas chametz. But if you're talking about doing it earlier, and l'maisa you are home, so what can be the issue? And that's how the Ran begins. Says the Ran, the Ika Manda Omar, after quoting the Gemara and the reasons, the two reasons, says the Ran, the Ikamanda Omar, this is the Baal Hamor, Shimbala Hakim Livdok Biyud Gimel Sherashai. The only condition that we'd have to attach for Bedikas Yom Yud Gimel is Behusha Yivdok Or Haner. Why? Shafil Biyom Tzorech Or Haner Kedisanya, like the Brisa later tells us that what? Ein Bokin Lo Orachama. And then the Yerushalmi asked, "V'chiyesh chama b'layla? What do you mean, orachama? There's no chama at night." Hada'amra, "Filo b'yom, tzarech b'dika l'oraner." So Yerushalmi seems to say, "Yeah, but nafkamin would be if you're doing b'dika by day, you still shouldn't rely on orachama." Hilkach, kitana, ein bolkin l'orachama l'oraner mitukma. What would be the nafkamina from that statement of the Braisa? So it would mean one of two things. Either she'avar v'lo batak le'el yadalit, so l'maisa, you didn't do bedika at night, so then you have to do bedika by day. As we have the Mishnah later also, lo batak or le'yadalit, you do it by day. Okay, if you do it by day, you have to use a candle. Oh, she'bo le'haktim b'yud gimel, and that would also be a nafkamina that you'd have to use or haner. But if you use or haner, you could do bedika on yom yud gimel v'chein das rav zerachi halevi zal. That's the Baal Hamor shita. So that's how the Ran begins. Now to explain a little bit better why the Baal Hamor is saying this. So You have to understand how he understood the Gemara. And Rabbeinu David, he's a Talmud of the Ramban, so he speaks about the Rishonim, and he gives a little more of an explanation of how many you have Rabbeinu David. I'll read it to you. In Shitas Balamor. See, L'chaira, the problem is going to be, and the Ran is going to raise it in just a second, the Ramban raises it, because what else did Rav Nachman say? He said two things. He said, people are home at night, and Or HaNer Yafel L'Bedika. So as far as the second reason is concerned, how can you justify doing Bedikas Chametz B'Yom Yud Gimel if the Or HaNer is not Yafel L'Bedika by day? Or HaNer is only Yafel L'Bedika at night. So what are you gaining by taking a candle by day? Like the expression goes, Shraga B'Tira Mai Mahani. What is candle doing by day? Rashi even uses a Lashon. By day it's Machshich. It makes things darker. It doesn't help at all. It hinders. So how could the Baal Mor be saying that you can do Bedika B'Yom Yud Gimel, just use the Or HaNer? And this is what the Ramban is going to be asking, and the Ran just a minute is going to be asking the Baal Mor. So in defense of the Baal Mor, says Rabbeinu David, that he learns that the Iker reason is reason number one, of B'nei Adam Mitzvim B'Bateyan. Says the Rabbeinu David, Yesh Mefarshim She'ikir Hatam Hu B'Shasha B'nei Adam Mitzvim B'Bateyan. V'lo Amru V'Or HaNer Yafel L'Bedika Ela She'Bedika Hi Mishubachas L'Or HaNer Mil Or HaCham U'Belayla Derech B'nei Adam L'Shtamish L'Or HaNer. There's a certain benefit, yes, to Or HaNer, and Balayla people are home, and we want to do Bedika Balayla, and Memela you have also the added benefit of Or HaNer. However, my people are not generally home by day. The only problem that's inherent in the fact that people are not home is if you're talking about the Erev Pesach, you're already holding the last minute. But if it's kodim zmano, so therefore, that would be the meaning of the brisa later that in both in lo or hachama the yom shlosha asaramu that you're allowed to check l'chatchila on yom yud gimel v'chein das balamor. So then the Rabbeinu David himself asks what the Ran now is asking, that that's not correct pshat in the Yerushalmi. Says the Ran weiter, the leisa the hasam the Yerushalmi mashmash in bogah hagdim b'yom yud gimel ein rashay. That you don't have the right to do the bedika on Yom Yud Gimel. Daminon Hasan Veloma Belayla, Amav Yosi Shem Bedika Saner Yafe Ela Belayla, Daminon Suhasam Mevos Haafelim, Dark Alleyways Malubotem Betchila Beyom Or Haner, Milon Drabban and Amru Shraga Lo Kama De Minar Belayla Minar Biyamama Candle. It doesn't give light as much. It doesn't give light in the day like it does at night. Hilchach Nachman by Yitzchak Kachi Kama. So how does it read in our Gemara? B'shash b'nei Adam mitzvim b'vateyem she'em pinuyim. One number one. U'b'shah she'or haner yafel b'dika. And you have to do it at a time that or haner is effective. Kedar minan she'oro mavik b'alayla yosem min hayom. Fikach b'alahakdim livdak v'yam yidgim alor haner in v'shah. So therefore, we have a slew of Rishonim disagreeing with the Baal Mor. We have the Ran over here. We have Rabbeinu David and the Ramban himself in the Machamos, which again you'll see on Dav Dalet and Dav Beharif, against the Baal Mor. Then Bala Hakdim B'Shlosha Aser Eina Bodek Nisha Or HaNer Yafel LeBedika Balayla UMefurishu BiRishalmi. Okay, so that's in fact the Paskim Gahalacha. You can't say that I'm going to do Bedika B'Yom Yud Gimel and use Or HaNer. That's not what we assume. Okay, but now the next question is, what about doing Bedika the night of Yud Gimel? So just do it a night earlier. So would there be a problem with doing Bedika the night of Yud Gimel? So you're home, you have Or HaNer, it's Yafel Bedika. You have everything that you have, that's mentioned in the Gemara. So Uchara, from the way it sounds in the Ramban, and this is Uchara, how many Rishonim assume, you can do Bedikas Chametz, L'chatchila, it seems, the night of Yud Gimel. Because here you have all the Milas that we mentioned in the Gemara. The only thing is, you have to make sure you're not going to bring any chametz into the house from the time of your bedika, that you finish a bedika, until Pesach. But if you are now chametz free, and you do your bedika, and you do whatever you're supposed to do with bedikas chametz, you set aside the chametz, and you do your sreifa, your beer, whenever you do it, on Erev Pesach. So lemaisa, you did your mitzvah bedikas chametz. And the night of Yudalit is not sacrosanct. It doesn't have to be dafka leil Yudalit. Lemaisa, there's an interesting Sharat Siyun that you can find. I think this I gave you as well in Taf Lamed Gimel. So you have here the Sharat Siyun brings that many Rishonim in fact hold this way. This is the beginning of Taf Lamed Gimel. He explains why we have Lor Haner and why Bilel Yudalid and not Biyom Yudalid. The imhikdim ubadak yom yud gimel araner. So first of all, he says, if you do the bedika, I mean the mishtabura now, if you have the mishtabura sifkat and aleph, if you did your bedika on yom yud gimel araner, so you did what the Balmar would say is totally sufficient. Tzarech lachzar v'livdok leil yudal kitakon chacham. So that would not work. That fails to test the halacha l'maisa. You can't say I was mekayim my mitzvahs bedikas chametz because I did bedikas chametz on yom yud gimel, even though I used a candle. It doesn't work for you. That's not like the Balamor. But in terms of bracha, however, interesting. Mikol makom nira de'en levarach az balayla ala bedika. Suppose you did your bedika l'or haner on yom yud gimel. So this much we have to take the Balamor into consideration. Because the suffix bracha is l'hakel. We make a bracha b'dikas chametz l'el yedalit. But according to the Balmar, you yotzi your mitzvah on yom yud gimel, suppose you did it or haner. So you can't make a bracha when you do again b'dika l'el yedalit. The yesh poskim the b'diyev yatzah b'dika rishona. And that would be the Balmar. Ah, what about the following? Achen, and badak b'el yud gimel l'or haner. Now let's go back to the night of yud gimel. Shebalayla, Or hane yafel bedika. So you have a real kiyum in or hane yafel bedika. It's nighttime, and of course the nizar heitev shlo lehachnis chametz, and then you make sure not to bring chametz into your house after the bedika. So then says the Mishnah Berurah, halacha lemaisa is ein tzarech lachzar v'livdok, kein hiskimu rov achronim. Where does this come from? It's coming from the Shita of what emerges from the Ramban and the Ran and the Rishonim that really you can do your Bedika the night of Yud Gimel. Harot Shal Hachmir, okay, you can do it without a bracha. So who does he bring this from? The Sharat Siyun on the bottom in Os Hey. So he says, Kenes Kimo Kohachronim, a Rovachronim, right? There are a few who disagree, but Rovachronim hold that if you do your bedika leil yud gimel, no need to repeat bedikas chametz. Olas yak, olas shabbos, chok yakov, hochas kitanos, prichadosh, bigdayesh, agroa, mekor chaim, chok yosef. That's quite a number of achronim. There are those dissenters, the Bach, the Levush, and the Taz, say no, the takana ultimately had to do with leil yudalid, and therefore you can't be mekayim your mitzvah the night earlier. Now, he says, from some achronim, it take it even beyond what I just said. How did Mishnah Berurah read it? If you did your bedika leil yud gimel, then you don't have any reason to have to repeat your bedika as long as you're doing chametz into your house, into your premises. He says, midivrei aprichadash v'agra v'alochis ketanos v'chok Yaakov, that's four out of the many that he mentioned just before, mashma da'afilu lechatchila, so he says now, not just that your yotzei, if you did it, and you don't have to even go ahead and do another bedika leil yedalid, but you can just rely on your bedika leil yedgimu lechatchila. That's what many achronim say, but then he brings a sefer chok yosef, pikpik al zeh, but for a technical reason. What's the technical reason? The after mitzad ha-bedika in k'peda b'zeh. You're mekayim bedikas chametz 100% with the shame with l'shem mitzvah bedikas chametz or aner leil yud gimel. But yesh limnoa mizeh, the yafsid az ha-bracha. Because if you do a mitzvah, then you're not going to do the make the bracha l'fima de kaimelon kiramah. The Ramah has this in a later siman Tav Lamed Vav that bode kodem azman lo yuchal levarech. And we find precedent for this idea that if you do a mitzvah in a way that wouldn't have the bracha, you should rather do a mitzvah in a way that you can make the birchas mitzvah. So if you're going to lose the birchas mitzvah lo yud gimel, so that's a separate reason why you should not opt for bedikas lo yud gimel l'shem mitzvah. Because we hold you should only make the bracha on Le'el Yudalit. But what's interesting, having learned this Gemara, it comes out, mamish, that mi'ikar hadin, mitzvah bedikas chametz, there really could have been just as much of a mitzvah, and l'chatchila one could have done the mitzvah, mitzad the mitzvah per se, by Le'el Yudgimel, just do it, l'shem mitzvah, lo'or aner, that's totally fine. That's an interesting discussion that you see. And again, technical reason being maybe because of the lack of the bracha. So obviously people who, you know, often will go away for Pesach and so on, so they'll do the Bedikah and Le'el Yud Gimel, right? Because again, that's what the consensus of the Achronim is, that that's a totally perfect mitzvah Bedikas Chametz, because you have, after all, everything that the Gemara mentions that you have present in Le'el Yud Gimel. Okay, so that's what we have in terms of this. So why would you need therefore both reasons? Why would you need the reason of Or HaNeyafel Bedikah? Because, as we said, in terms of the problem of Yom Yud Gimel, that was the issue with the Balamor. Why would you need the other reason? Why would you need the reason of Bnei Adam, people being home? Just say the reason of Or Neyafel Levedika. Why do you need the second? Why do you need the why not just say the second reason? So Rabbeinu David addresses that. He says, but the Gemara actually has a case later on that you can use the Arachama, Achsad v'l'ora nivdekes. Sugyas later in the paragraph, Ches. So Achsad v'shi nivdekes l'ora in a tzvichel ora ner. There is a certain place, porch area, that you can use or Hachama. And then you'd have to come on to the other reason you can't do it on your Dalit by day because of the fact that people are not home then. But it comes out, says Rabbeinu David, if you want to do your Bedika on Yom Yud Gimel, L'or HaChama, right, that would be okay because then you don't have the reason of Or HaNer Yafel Bedika, you don't need Or HaNer. And then since it's early, so it's no problem. So it'll come out Nafkamina in terms of the two reasons. There's another nafkamina that's brought in the Ravid later, why you need the two reasons. And that has to do with a person who doesn't work. The person is Adam Batel. You know, he doesn't work. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't go to work. So for him, the reason of B'nei Adam M'tzim B'Bateim, that wouldn't be a reason not to do B'dik on Yom Yudalit. But you have to come on to the reason of what? Of the Or HaNer Yafel B'dika. But then again, you can use the same cheshbon that we made. And what about the other reason? So the nafkamina is if you have an achsadra. So gabi and achsadra, you don't need Or HaNer. So again, you'd have the combination. And if you have a situation of ma'adam batel, and he has to check an achsadra, then he could probably do it even on Yudalit, it comes out, because none of the reasons would apply. These are various svaros in the Rishonim why the two reasons are necessary. Okay, any questions so far before we go on the Gemara? Yeah, Noach, yeah.
Could Rabbi repeat that last answer for why we need both and who it was from?
So the Ravid, you'll see it right after on that same page on Dav Dal and Dav Yerif. In the Ravid on the bottom, the Ravid says that a person who would be a person who doesn't work should be here. Or did I see it in the Ben David? I think it's in the Ravid. Yeah, he says at the end, Halamadnu, Amadnu mikan shafilu adam batel. I read the last words of the Ravid. Afil adam batel ubayis ofel. Ein rashay lahamtin leo yudalit. Because a person who doesn't work, you still have the reason of Arhaner Yafel Abedika. So he needs to use the candle at night. That's as far as one reason. And why do you need the other reason? So the other reason would be nafkamina in a case where he doesn't need to use the Or HaNer, where nachsadra would be okay by day. But we say, no, you can't, if you're going to be a person who works, so then it's not good to do by day, you're not around. So therefore you need both reasons. Again, according to this, it'd be nafkamina for a person who doesn't work, could do his bedika on Yudalid for an achsadra. So that, again, it's just cheshbening out the two reasons. And according to the Ramban, and what the Ram's maskana, the nafkamina is going to be other issues in terms of whether you could do it on Yom Yud Gimel or Haner. So you don't have the issue of Bnei Adam Ein Mitzvim Bateyam because you're doing it early, so you're not worried about that. It's a day early. But you still need Or HaNer. It has to be Or HaNer at the time that it's effective. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Let's continue in terms of now this issue that comes up in terms of the Isser of learning when it gets to the Shas HaBedika. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hilkach. Having said what we just said, now he's going to establish the following halacha. Hait Surah Merabanan, a young Talmud Chacham, who typically would be Kovei Itim with Torah regular times, and he has a kfias of learning. Lo Liftach, he should not begin his learning, Be'idne, in his time, Be'urta, the Tresar, the Nagi Arbasar, in the night of 13 going into 14. No, it sounds like it's Le'el Yudalit. And why not? Dilma Mashale Shemaitse, because his learning might be drawn out. It'll end up taking, he'll get involved and engrossed, and it'll go for quite a while. And he will be, therefore, end up not fulfilling the mitzvah. What's the pshat in this line of Abaye? And what is he referring to? Let's see how Rashi learns. It seems to be a machlokas exactly how to learn pshat. Says Rashi, first wide line, lo yiftach beidna, meaning lo yaschil begirsa, don't initiate starting to learn, im kava es ace, la Torah belelos. So he has a special set time for learning an evening. Lo yaschil is asik b'shmaitza. He should not begin to be involved with the learning. When? Be'urta detreisar nagi arbasa. Meaning, leil yitzias shlosha asa. The night that is now the exiting of Yud Gimel, which is synonymous with Shehu Kinesas Arba Asa, knows the big tchilas halayla of Yudalit. Tchilas halayla of Yudalit. He should not begin his Seder Kavua. And the reason is because, as Igmar says, Dilma Mashra Shmaitza Asilim No Mitzvah. So, what exactly is the concern? The concern is what will be the Imnuimi Mitzvah? What will happen? He'll be schlepping out, and what will happen? He'll keep learning. What will happen as he keeps learning? No, what will happen?
We'll forget to do Bidika.
And then what will be? The sun will rise. In other words, the night will pass. So Abaye is saying the concern is that he's not going to end up doing the mitzvah b'dikas chametz on Leil Yudalit. Next thing you know, it's going to be Yom Yudalit. This is Abaye's point, that the chashash is he's going to end up learning all night. He'll start his learning, and then he'll get engrossed and lost in the learning, and he won't do the mitzvah of b'dikas chametz. Right? That's what Rashi is saying. Yes.
Maybe the chashash isn't necessarily that he's going to do it all the way, he's going to be learning all the way until the next morning. Maybe it's the chashash is that he's going to do it past the most proper time to do.
That's exactly what we're driving at, but that's the chord, not what Rashi's mashma. I mean, we're not saying here that you're going to miss the, what is the proper time? I mean, the point is the mitzvah was Leil Yudalit. So Abaye says he's going to be mashach and amnuim the mitzvah. So meaning to say that you won't have the mitzvah done, bismano Leil Yudalit. That's the stimas lashon Rashi would certainly seem to suggest that the issue is you're not going to have your mitzvah done. But we have to add something here in Pshat and the Gemara, because why does the hilkach have to do with what we just said before? The Mishnah says the mitzvah is Leil Yudalit. So, like, obviously, if the mitzvah says Leil Yudalit, so if we have to be concerned, the person is going to learn and get involved in the learning and not do it. So what does that do with the Gemara that we just said? We're just trying to be masbir why Leil Yudalit, and we gave reasons. But why does Abaye's halacha have to do with the reason behind the Mishnah's din. You could speak about the Mishnah itself. It's about, this question is a Taz's question. Let's understand what Pshat in the Gemara is. But seemingly the answer is, why did they say Leil Yudah? The Gemara started the sugya. Let's say B'tzafra. V'chitema, maybe the reason why they were kaver this man to be at night was the reason of demon l'mitzvahs. The Gemara says, no, that's good enough, mitzafra. That was the Gemara's suggesting. Maybe there's some other reason, but that's not going to be good enough. So the Gemara says, no, it's because of what Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained, Orana Yafel Abedika, people are much of the L'chara, what Abai is doing is saying, were I to assume that fundamentally the mitzvah could be Bayom Yudalit. Okay, Zvizan Magdimen. So for Zvizan Magdimen, whatever Maila that is, that would not necessarily be more important than the Kviyas Itim for the Talmud Chacham, because what's the worst that can happen? He'll schlep out the whole night learning. He'll do it by day. Okay. So what is lost by doing it by day? What's lost is this reason Magdimen. If the entire agenda of why was Leil Yudalit was not that fundamentally that's what they were setting up, the mitzvah should be Leil Yudalit, they wanted to make the tongues reason Magdimen, Dick. Okay, so that, he'll lose out this reason Magdimen. But there's a kiyum of mitzvahs bedika by day. It's just not this reason Magdimen time of bedikas chametz. So Abai says, yeah, but that's not what you said. You ended up disputing that. The reason Magdimen could anyway be done by the morning. So the reason is because Chazal recognized that people are matzi bebateyem and we want the Or HaNer, and therefore there was the mitzvah dafka to do it at night. And if you're not going to end up doing it at night, then you've lost the mitzvah that was the Zman HaMitzvah. What was the Zman HaMitzvah? Was to do it at night. Not the Zman HaMitzvah being a certain part of the night. The Zman HaMitzvah, the entire night will pass. You won't have done B'digas Chametz, Leil Yudalit. Yeah? Yes, Noach?
So would that mean that if I did B'dika on Yud Gimel, I would be able to learn before because I still
okay.
have...
Okay, so absolutely. That we saw before in Mishnah Berurah, meaning that's what Mishnah Berurah says 100%. Yeah. That was the halacha that many achronim felt chatchilo you could do. Okay, the only technical reason that he brought from one of the svarim was that you will lose out the bracha, that's machokes, ramah, that's halacha maisa for us. But according to the Gra and the others, yeah, absolutely. But if you haven't done, yeah.
I mean, specifically with in terms of learning beforehand.
Yeah.
This wouldn't apply to your gimel.
Oh, no. The wording of Leil Gimel, no, because you have the mitzvah of Leil Yudalit. No, of course not. Because you have the mitzvah could still be Leil Yudalit performed. Yeah, now Rabbeinu David, interesting, he says the following words. Follow up, yes.
So wouldn't this be maybe a reason also, like we're saying that the Koveya's mom for this is Leil Yudalit, right? So wouldn't this be also a good enough reason to say maybe not Leil Yud Gimel?
Why?
Because if we're saying that the Kavua's man for Badika is Leil Yudalit, then like that's why maybe not Leil Yud Gimel.
Yeah, but Leil Yud Gimel has all the advantages of Leil Yudalit. Because the reason for Leil Yudalit was it has exactly, you have the Kiyum of Badika's Chametz according to what they said of Leil Yudalit. You have a Leil Yud Gimel. There was nothing in the Takan of Leil Yudalit that precludes Leil Yud Gimel according to the many Achronim that we saw before.
So then it's not necessarily that Leil Yudalit is the Koveya's man, it's just the Lila?
Correct. It's correct. It's Lila. It's Lila. Lila, not Yom. Correct. It's Lila. And what you're gonna miss out on the Lila. And it's man has to be by Lila. Yeah. Now, Rabbeinu David, just literally a second. Rabbeinu David says it as follows. And here you have to explain a little better. He says, Amar Abaye, Heights of Merabon Hilkach. Listen to his words. Achar she'alaylo huzman kabua lebedika. Ve'ena bedika b'leil yudalit b'shvil ha'tomas the reason. This is mamash how we touch the Gemara according to Rashi. Since we said that layla is man kabua lebedika, and it's not just that you're doing it because it's reason, therefore tzarech adam lizaher shelo yavo lidei pshia, b'zeo kfi mashamarnu shebedika ketikuna ena ela b'layla. Balayla, ulfikach, sarach sheyizoher shelo yavo lidei pshia. But here I want to be medayik in the words. Shelo yavo lidei pshia, shelo yehe biyado livdok ela bayom. Now, if I stop right now, how would you finish the sentence? So, lo yibyo de widow el bayom, and what? And bayom what? Finish the sentence, if you were to finish the sentence. So we have to make sure he's not going to come with Pshia. We have to do some safeguard that he not lose out, that he's going to end up not doing the bedika balayla. And what? And if he doesn't do balayla, then what?
It's not like the right time.
Not the right time. It's not the right time, right? But he adds a few words. Shelo yebiyad livdok el bayom v'lo yivdok kehalacha kishaner koheh. He won't be able to be bodek properly when the candle is dimmer. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's an interesting thing that the Reina David didn't just make it about, so you've lost your mitzvah b'dika b'layla. He traces everything back to the underlying problem. And what's wrong with b'dika by day? So the primary reason that we said was because by day you're not going to be able to have the benefit of the Or HaNer because it doesn't do what it's supposed to do by day. It doesn't give you the light. So it sounds like mitzvah the mitzvah itself, you did the mitzvah by day. You can't stop Talmud Chacham from learning because he won't have done the mitzvah by, at night. He did it by day. But no, if the mitzvah by day doesn't have within it the same maila, the mitzvah by day is more deficient. The mitzvah by day won't be kalacha kishaner koheh. So that's why we have to tell him not to learn, because he'll end up not doing the mitzvah on the same level in terms of the quality. But if it was the same level, even if they would have said do it by night, but that wouldn't have been an issue per se. Because don't forget, it's not like we for sure know that he's not going to do it by night. It's only a chashash. Don't forget. What we're talking about is egzera. We're afraid that his learning is going to schlep out and he won't end up doing the mitzvah at night. We don't know that that's going to happen. So even if it would happen, were the mitzvah by day to be identical, even though it wasn't what it was originally set up, that would be not enough reason to prevent him from learning, because mistama, he'll end up getting to it later in the night. So if he doesn't, it's not the end of the world. But if he'll end up not doing it at night, and then the mitzvah by day is not of the same quality, that's enough grounds to make a prohibition that he should learn. That's what I see in the Rabbeinu David. Everyone hear my diuk. So again, the basic picture of the Pshat in the Gemara is as we're explaining it within Rashi. The problem lies in that you're not going to do the bedika at night, because what's going to happen is Mashcha Shmaitse, he won't end up doing any bedika at night, because he's going to be learning through the night. And we could have just said, and that alone is the issue. He won't have the bedika by night. You know, David says, and the bedika by day doesn't have in it what the bedika night has in it. Okay, who had a question from before? Remind me. Natano, yes. A second, Natano, yes.
According to Rashi, though, he seems to be harping on the fact that it's someone who's like Kovei Itim the Torah, but why would that change the fact that someone who's Kovei Itim
yes.
Would be more likely to go the day versus someone who just happens to start learning that night?
Yeah, so you're saying, why is it with Dafka? You're saying, maybe it's not Dafka. Like the Rishonim point out, the Ritva and others, obviously you can't do Malacha either. There's a lot of things that could end up schlepping out. But I guess maybe, I would say it's a Chiddush. Even though you generally have a special time for learning, you know, so you would say maybe you shouldn't be Mevatel that because of Achshash. No, we have to be Choshish even for that. Unless you want to argue the other way, there's more of a chash that he'll be nimshach because it was the kvius. I'm not sure if that would be a svara so much. I would be maybe better to say that even though you have a kvius, we'll see soon in the Rambam, there's two different ways you can talk about a kvius, at darshning acherim and learning for yourself. But the different possibilities to where you're more likely to be a nimshach the whole night. But it could be, there is a deal you could make about Lo liftach. There's a machokis rishonim, we'll see in a second, if you're machoyev to stop, or it's only you're not allowed to start. So that could be also a diuk to notice in the Lashna Gemara. Anyway, Natano, it's good what I'm saying? You follow what I'm suggesting? It's lav dafka, it's even. Okay, Noach, yes.
From the fact that Rabbeinu David only kind of mentions the Or HaNer as being the issue, is that at all mochach to say that that's the real ikker for the reason to do Balayla? Is that the or will be more ma'ir and not the fact that that's when roof people will be b'vayis?
I mean, I think the point is that in other words, so the only deficiency in a sense, if he loses out on the night, the only deficiency that he have on such circumstances is that the bedika won't be of the same quality. So that's what he addresses. Again, what I was medayik is why don't you say that alone? He didn't do the mitzvah by night. So that is no. It's only a chash that he won't do it by night. And if the bedika by day would have all the same maila that bedika by night, that wouldn't be a reason to prohibit him from learning. But if in the event that he does not do it by night, he's going to lose out on the quality of the bedika, that's the reason why we can justify saying he can't learn when the time begins, the night begins. So
are we then saying that during the day for the Talmud Chacham will be at home during the day, so that part is not an issue?
It sounds that way. I mean, it sounds that way.
Rabbi?
Yaakov, yes.
So I just have like a two-part question. According to Rashi, this is on Rashi, does he hold that there's a best time to do it at night, or just because like what's written?
As the Chavrusha was also getting here, I don't think so. I think this is where we're going to see the Rambam and the Raiva just a few minutes. That's what's going to show the contrast between how we're learning in Rashi, and you can see what's Mashma and the other Rishonim.
Right.
The Rashi and the Rabbeinu David that I just read Rabbeinu David, very clear. The issue is the mitzvah is Laila, and the concern is you're going to miss out on the mitzvah of Laila. Yeah. Now, the Rambam, Ellie.
Oh, yeah. I think Yaakov was still saying something.
Yaakov, go follow up, yes.
I think, like, I know we did learn all those Rishonim and Achronim that said, like, the Betchilas or Beseis HaKochavim, like, that the best time, but I think we could be, like, Medayik from the Chidush Rabbeinu David and the Mishnah Berurah that there is no, like, Indian of, like, Zerizis or, like, a best time, like, at night, because, like, the Rabbeinu David says there's no Indian of Zerizis, it's just, that's the Kavu Azman, and then if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, like, Mavor B'shas, Demisha lo badek ba'layla, vodik ba'yom, yivdok b'safra, like, the and that's for Zerizis. So the only Indian of Zerizis would only be by day. I mean, the nighttime, any time at night would be fine. But the only time you would use Zerizis would if you missed the time.
I don't know. You know. You're touching on interesting Indian. Maybe we'll see if we discuss the reason Magdimen on Sunday. I don't know what you're saying necessarily is correct. Why would you assume there's no reason Magdimen per se for mitzvah balayla?
Well, the Rabbeinu David says there is none.
No. Rabbeinu David means something different. Rabbeinu David means that what he means is la'afuke, that were I to say that the reason why the takanas medikas chametz mitzvah was at night was because it's visa magdimin, then we wouldn't tell a Talmud Chacham that he can't start learning. But given the fact that the reason is because arana yafala bedika, then we have to tell the Talmud Chacham he can't learn. That's what Rabbeinu David means. In other words, if the issue is that he'll be compromising Zivis and Magdimin, okay, but he's learning his regular kfiyus. So he won't have the mile of Zivis and Magdimin, but he'll have the mile of Talmud Torah. So that wouldn't be a reason for Rabbi to say, that's why Rabbi is Hilkach. Because the reason why the mitzvah is at night and not by day is only because of Orana Yafala Bedika. So now the concern is he's not going to have that Bedika by night, which is Orana Yafala Bedika. You're going to have a Bedika by day, which doesn't have that quality. So that's why we're telling him not to start learning. So that's all he meant. He never addressed the issue that you're alluding to. Does Rizan Magdimen apply to Mitzvah Shabalayla? I mean, I think in the post they discuss it. You can daven Ma'ariv at Seisa Kochavim, you can daven Ma'ariv at 11:30. There is, I'm not saying there'd be other considerations perhaps. Maybe if you have a kvius, for example, of a learning, so then you could still keep your 11:30 Ma'ariv. But just if all things being equal, if you could yimakayim in mitzvah kriyashma shel arvis at an earlier time at night, I mean, why are you assuming that there shouldn't be I'm saying, again, there might be other counter svaris that could justify not doing zvizin, and zvizin is a big topic. But mitzad zvizin magdimin, I would hear a svara that if you could do the mitzvah of kriyashma shel arvis at an earlier time by arvis, that's zvizin magdimin la mitzvahs. So I don't think Rabbeinu David is not speaking to that issue at all. He's speaking to why the halacha was said to be at night, hilkach, because it's what I just told you. Now we can tell you some rabbanim shouldn't start learning.
And then in the Mishnah Berurah, why does he only focus on the reason by day and not anything by night? So only if you pass the time of night, so then Zerizis would be early in the morning by day, nothing to do with night.
Okay, so we have other reasons by night that maybe Tchilas HaLaila has a Maila. We'll get to that with the Ravid and we'll see in the Rambam. But there is a, I mean, Mishnebura wasn't, which Mishnebura are you discussing? Like, you know, he says, if you do it by day, you should do it earlier.
Yes. Hey, in Bad Kalor Ham, at the end of it, the last line.
In Sivkat and Hey?
Yeah. Mivor Bishas.
Let me see. Yeah, that's he's not telling you about nighttime. He's just discussing the case of if you're doing a bit safra, that we still have the vestige of that Gemara that you should do it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. You think the Gemara does say Zuz Magdimin is by day, it doesn't start at night, but I was discussing a mitzvah that Shmitzvaso Balaila,
right.
He's just going mitzvah bayom. Mitzvah bayom is bat betzafra. Okay, we'll see. I will try to talk a little bit about Zvi Magdimen on Sunday. We'll see how much. There's a lot of interesting diyukim both in our Gemara and in general. I want to talk about the Rambam for a second. Yeah, the Rambam. Oh, Ellie still had a question. Take a look with me at the Rambam if you have it. I think I sent it to you. Halacha Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Very interesting things that you notice in the Rambam, how he learned this Gemara, differently than what we just said. The Rambam says, Medivrei Sofrim, this is Halacha Gimel, Medivrei Sofrim, L'chapeis achar ha-chametz, v'machbo s'bachurin libdok v'lhotzio mikol gvulo. That means that midrabanan, you have to search out your chametz and get rid of it. It's not just search it. You have to put it aside and get rid of it. This is codifying our Gemara. That you do bedika and destroying the chametz belayla, mitchilas lela ba'asar or haner. Now notice the Russian. You do it mitchilas lela ba'asar. The way the Rambam defines the mitzvah is shebotkin u'mashbisin ha'chametz belayla, mitchilas lel, mitchilas lel arba'asar. Notice, he doesn't say bitchilas. He doesn't say bilel arba'asar. He uses a very interesting prefix, mitchilas lel arba'asar. Notice, the Rambam says the mitzvah is bedikas chametz mitchilas lel arba'asar la'or haner. Why then? And why la'or haner? Mipnei shebalayla kol la'am mitzuyim bebateyan. The Orana Yafal Bidika, those are the two reasons that we have. Continues the Rambam. How does he learn Abaye? The Ein Kovin Medrash, you can't set up a public shir. When? Besof Yom Shlosha Asar. What's going on here? Doesn't say at the beginning of Leil Yadalit. He says Besof Yom Shlosha Asar, at the end of Yud Gimel. He says Ein Kovin Medrash. Then it says, V'chein ha-chacham lo yascha likros b'ezu. So he has two things that are included in what the Abaye is saying. Number one, a public shir. And number two, a personal learning. Right? Kovin Medrash is for others. Chacham lo yascha likros is for himself. B'ezu. What's b'ezu again? B'sof yom yud gimel. And why? Shema yimshach. It will get drawn out. The yimna mi bedikas chametz bitchilas zmana. Both sides. You hear a difference in the language of the Rambam, in the way the Rambam read the Gemara. What's the chshash here? That you're going to go through the whole night and not do bedika leil yadalet? That's not what the Rambam said. That's not the chshash. The chshash is that, and we're not talking about the beginning of yadalet. We're talking about a few things here in the Rambam are different. We're talking about doing it earlier, doesn't give you exactly how much earlier, but the end of Yom Yud Gimel. And what's going to happen is your learning or your shir will continue on and you'll miss out on Tchilas Mana. So here, the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, what we're Medayik. A number of things he points out. This is already on the next page. The Kesef Mishnah, he goes on. He says, first of all, he asks, Lama Kasav Bisof Yud Gimel. below Tchilas Leil Yedalet. In the beginning, a sentence earlier, he says, what's the mitzvah bedikas chametz mitchilas leil yedalet? So he should say, you can't start learning or giving a shir mitchilas leil yedalet. V'yeshuloma da'ashmi'inan, the misof yud gimel asher lahasra lomot, that the issa starts at the end of yud gimel, and he got this from Abaye. What's the Russian of the Gemara? U'mapik le'mi da'omar Abaye ha'itzur mi'abonan lo liftach be'idnei the urta de treisa nagi arba esa. What does he mean in the lesson of the Gemara to say the urta de treisa nagi arba esa? V'habisagile nagi arba esa. Just say the night of Yadalit, like it says in the Mishnah, early Yadalit. Why is Abaye use the words the treisa nagi arba esa in Yom Yud Gimel coming up to Yadalit? Now, what did Rashi say on that? When Yud Gimel is leaving. Leil Yitzi, the night of Yitzias Yud Gimel. But the Rambam took it differently. The Rambam took the words of Abaye to mean literally the Isser is Chal at the end of Yom Yud Gimel. Then he goes on, the Kesher Mishnah says, what are the two things? Ein Kol Ben Medrash and Chacham Lo Yaschil. It sounds like he's saying the same things. It's not the same thing. Kbias Medrash is teaching others, Barabim. Chacham Lo Yaschil, he says, learning yourself. What do you need both? He has a tzvichasa. He says, if I would just talk about learning Barabim, I would think only that's a problem because that's more likely to continue to schlep on and you'll miss out on the Tchilas Hazman. And whereas by yourself, maybe it's less likely to happen. You're a yachid, you're not afraid. And then he goes the other direction. If you say only the case of learning yourself, maybe there you're more likely to schlep out and miss out on the Tchilas Hazman. Because no one will remind you. If you're learning Barabim, someone will remind you. So the Rambam gives you both examples. But either way, what is the concern according to the Rambam? Whether it's learning yourself or learning Barabim. Is it a concern that you're not going to do the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz on Leil Yedalet? That's not what the Rambam said. That's not like Rabbeinu David, not like the way you learned Rashi. The Chashash is not that you're not going to do the mitzvah through the night. The chash is that you're not going to do the mitzvah b'tchilas hazman. Because the Chazal wanted it to be done b'tchilas hazman, meaning they wanted the haschala of the mitzvah, that when the zman comes, you should be osik in the mitzvah at that point. They will kovar the zman to be tchilas leil yedalet. And there's really two halachas in the Rambam. I mean, in terms of Bedikas Chametz. The mitzvah's Bedikas Chametz is Leil Yedalet, right? That's for sure. But there's another halacha that was said that means that you should be maschil the mitzvah when at Tchilas Leil Yedalet. And that's another layer of the halacha of Bedikas Chametz. That which Abaye was machadesh, that a person, the Talmid Chacham, shouldn't be koveya his learning, that's not speaking to a chash that you're not going to do the mitzvah of Leil Yedalet. Apparently, that's not something we're choshish for, that he's going to be nimshach the entire night and not do. That was never Abaye's comment. Abaye's concern was that what's going to be missing is that you're not going to be doing the mitzvah, mimaschu the mitzvah, when Chazal wanted you to be maschu the mitzvah, which is Leil Yedalet. So, therefore, the time that Abaye asked the learning could not have been interpreted like Rashi, like Rabbeinu David, to refer to the time of the Tchilas Hazman itself. Because the chash was not that the night will pass and you won't do it balayla. The chash is that you're not going to do it with Tchilas Hazman. So if you want to make a safeguard on that, obviously means you're going back in time. Like the Lashna Gemara itself is meduyik, that we're going on the day of Yud Gimel, and the concern is, if you're going to start your shir, half hour, whatever, before the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, then what's going to happen is, your shir is going to go over time, and you're not going to do Bedikas Chametz in the Tchilas Hazman. So everyone here, that's what emerges Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rambam. And where did we see something similar? In one of the other Rishonim. That the Inyan of Bedikas Chametz is not just about a mitzvah of Leil Yedalet, but there's actually a special din that it should be done B'tchilas Leil Yudal. Where have we seen that? Someone alluded to it before. Where did we see that?
Shulchan Aruch says it.
Yeah, very nice. But we saw we came across it ourselves in our learning. Where did we see it in terms of the Rishonim that we discussed in earlier sugya?
And it went Rashi cooked Sakadaita.
Don't think so. Which Rashi?
That start at the you should do the daf at the beginning of the Zman.
No. That there's an inyan to do bedikas chametz at the betchilas halayla, and we have to know how to define that. If you remember, one of the Rishonim made a big deal about that. He explained that's why the word or is used. Because it's
the Ravid?
The Ravid. Very good. And the Gra is actually Mitzayim, that Ravid. The Gra is in the Shulchan Aruch, but they bring it here as well in the Frankel Rambam. When it says in the Gra, if you have the Frankel Rambam, Mitchilas Yala Dalid, the Mishum Hachi Nakat Or, says the Gra. Lomar Mitchilas Halayla Shiesh Adayin Or. And this is from the Ravid. So, I'm not sure if the Rambam is exactly the same mocker as the Ravid in terms of why he got it, but the Rambam, the Halacha, does assume like the Ravid's assumption. Maybe the Rambam had another mocker, I'll mention soon the Yerushalmi, but the Rambam understood that there are really two aspects to the Halacha, B'dikas Chametz and Leil Yudalid. The Halacha is that it should be Balayla, that obviously is correct, and the Gemara talks about why not by Yom Yudalid, and the reasons the Gemara gives, that's the Pasha of the Gemara. But apparently there's another level as well with the mitzvah, and that is that you should be osek in this mitzvah at the point of Tchilas HaLayla. And that we saw already in the Ravid. Now there was a Tumah in Achronim, even Lach L'maisa with the Ravid. What does the Ravid mean? The Ravid had the Mokar because it says or, and it's coming to teach you that really it's supposed to be at a time that there's still a little bit of or. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you're supposed to start B'dikas Chametz before Tzeis HaKochavim? That's what some Achronim assume in the Ravid, that it actually means Ben HaShemashis, Mamish by Shkia, or just after Shkia, that's when B'dikas Chametz should be done. And other Achronim, Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokes. I think he just assumes, maybe like the others, that it means Tzeis HaKochavim, but Tzeis HaKochavim Mamish, that's when you should start. The Rambam is unclear, and the Rambam doesn't give away what his mocker is. That it should be, but the Rambam's reading of this Gemara is that the Abaya's the Gzeira was not to learn earlier on Yud Gimel, lest you end up not doing your mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz at Tchilas Halayla, because it's supposed to start at Tchilas Halayla. Can it go until the next day? Certainly not. It has to be completed also by Laila. Let's say you don't have enough manpower to finish by night, you're going to have to get more people helping you with the bedikah, because there is also halacha, it's not just a halacha of tchilas halayla and nothing more. Clearly, the Rambam also holds that the mitzvah is to do balayla when people are home, when are in a yafel bedikah. But there's a second halacha that it should be starting b'tchilas halayla. And based on that halacha, we can forbid the learning from a period earlier on Yom Yud Gimel, because what we're afraid of is not that he won't do the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz Balayla. That was not a gzeira. That's the way that Rebbeinu David and the Rashi learned the sugya. And they don't have a halacha. They don't have this new halacha. Rashi doesn't know this new halacha, that there's a halacha to begin B'tchilas HaLayla. The only thing that you could assume, maybe if you hold Zeriza Magdimen, refers to mitzvahs Balayla, so I could always hang my head on Zeriza Magdimen to start as early as possible Balayla. Okay, but mitzad the mitzvah itself, there was no special din to start B'tchilas Leil Yudalid. The gzeira not to learn is because you may end up not doing anything Balayla. But the Rambam is another halacha within B'dikas Chametz, that you should start the mitzvah B'tchilas HaLayla. And for that, there was a reason, there was a gzeira made not to learn already on Yom Yud Gimel, because then you may end up going over and not doing the B'dika B'tchilas HaLayla when you're supposed to start the B'dika. Yeah, Noach.
When the Rambam says that doing B'dikas Chametz in the beginning of the night is what we're choshesh for, would he say that that's the ikker part of the mitzvah?
I don't know if that's the ikker part. You're supposed to begin the mitzvah at that point. That's what you see in the Rambam. And what we're worried about is that the Talmid Chacham's learning will take him over the zman that he's supposed to be mascha the mitzvah. That's what I
see. Isn't Rebbeinu David's then, in the words of the Gemara itself, v'adile minuye mitzvah, That sounds like the chashash is that you're going to get – the mitzvah is going to be gone. You're not going to have – and that's much more like the Rebbeinu David, that you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah if you're roi because you're not going to have the Or HaNer. You're not going to have the things you need.
Okay. In that regard, you're right. The Nui Mitzvah could maybe more suggest that you won't have the mitzvah at all. And the Rambam have to read it a little differently, right? That you won't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to be started, the Shas HaMitzvah, the beginning of the mitzvah. Yes, Barak Noam, yes.
Would the only nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi Rabbeinu David be that the fact that that you shouldn't start learning before Yadalit even starts?
Right, exactly. According to the Rambam, this Isser of Abaye would actually be Chal already on Yom Yud Gimel. And for Rashi, it would mean it would Chal at the Tchilas HaLaila. For the Rambam, that couldn't be the Pshat, because Tchilas HaLaila is the time that you're supposed to start then, and there's no chash about not doing the mitzvah Balaila. That was never our concern. The concern is that you're not going to get the Tchilas HaLaila, which is the Tchilas HaMitzvah. There is a Yerushalmi, and it's hard to know what the Rambam's Makoros are, and the Ravid has his marker from the word Or, but there's an interesting Yerushalmi. The Gra is mitzayin this also in a later part of that Simon. The Yerushalmi brings a pasuk that it serves seems to serve as a marker for B'dikas Chametz. Hard to know what, the Asmachta of sorts, but the Yerushalmi, right on the first Yerushalmi on the Mishnah of our Rabbi Osar, Ushmartim es hamatzos ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzeis yetzivoseichem, and then it says Ushmartim es hayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. So the Yerushalmi says, Ma'anan kayomin, what are we discussing here? Is it discussing achilas matzah? We have another pasuk for that. So im eino inyan la'achilas matzah tnei'un l'bir chametz. Yerushalmi takes this pasuk and takes it to refer to bir chametz. Then he says, Lama ba'or haner. So the Gemara says first, Yerushalmi says first, haner bodek lama balayla, ein bedikas haner yaf el balayla. But then Yerushalmi brings another man to Omar, Rav Mana Omar. Now Rav Mana is coming to give another makor, why balayla? So first we gave the reason that we find in the Bavli, because or haner is yaf el bedika. Rav Mana lo amar kein. He says, I'm going to fall back on that pasuk that you just quoted that could be interpreted as a reference to Bedikas Chametz. And it says at the end of that pasuk, Ushmartem es hayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. So he darshins, Asei sheyu hayom v'halayla mishumarin. So you want to be able to say that the entirety of the day, and this pasuk is a hint to Bedikas Chametz, you want the whole day to be Mishumar, the Yom and the Laila. So therefore, if you do your Bedikas Chametz on Yom Yudalid, then what part of Yudalid would be Mishumar? It'd be Mishumar only half the day, only the Yom, Cheuk Hayom. But we want it to be Sheyehe Hayom V'Halayla Mishumarin, that the entire day should be Mishumar. Very interesting. So it comes out, the Yerushalmi is suggesting another source why the Bedikas Chametz was or the Yudalid, the night of Yudalid, and not the Yom Yudalid. Because it's the Pasuk is telling us that there should be a Shimur on the day, Shimur from Chametz. So Yerushalmi goes and says, so why not start on Yud Gimel? According to the Svar. Then start on Yud Gimel, and then Mamish, you have the whole Yom Belayla being the Shumur. You're starting El Yudalid, that means that those few minutes that you began, you're missing out on that. Maybe you should do it on Yom Yud Gimel. So then the Yerushalmi says, first of all, it could be. He also agrees with the Svara of the other one that Rav Yossi said that it's because of the Or HaNer Yafel Bedika. Okay, you can look at the Yerushalmi. It's always hard to read Yerushalmis, but Lamaisa, the Yerushalmi continues. What about Or Yud Gimel? What about the night of the 13th? So then the Yerushalmi counters, but then even maybe Rosh Chodesh. But the bottom line is, what you see in Yerushalmi is that the inyan of doing Bedikas Chametz or Yudalid is because with that you can fulfill the spirit of the pasuk of Shmartim es hayom hazeh, that the whole day should be Mishumar. If you're doing it in the beginning of Leil Yudalid, so those few minutes that you're beginning, you haven't yet created the Shimur. So Mistama, the answer would be that if you're being osik in Bedikas Chametz, that's also Kodesh, that the day is Mishumar. If your sensitivity and your mindset is to look for Chametz, it doesn't mean they have to complete your Bedika before your Dalit enters. It means that you're being osik in the Shimur. It could be that Yerushalmi will hold it. That also counts for the fulfillment of the Pasuk. So I don't know if the Rambam in any way was somich on this Yerushalmi for the mokor that he has, that there should be a bedika b'tchilas halayla. It's hard to know, but the Rambam sometimes does rely on Yerushalmis. I mean, the Bavli doesn't quote this source. It's not a source in the Bavli at all. The Bavli only quotes the reasons that we have in our Gemara of Orna Yafala Bedika, people are home. The Yerushalmi mentions Orna Yafala Bedika, but also mentions this drasha. So that could be interestingly helpful for the Rambam as well. But again, we have a whole different reading of the Gemara now, according to the Rambam.
What did the Yerushalmi mean by Shimor? Shimor from
Chametz. Right. In other words, he's saying that the pasuk Ushmartem is not referring to Shmira from Matzah. It's the Shima that the house should be Shamor, that you know there's no Chametz and the Chametz has been put aside to be burnt. So that should be Chal on the Yom, on the whole Yom. And it's going on the Yom of Yom Yudalit.
I'm going to say, and we want to say that being Osek would still be Mekhaim Shimor.
That's what I would say. In other words, since Gamaskana, the Yerushalmi says you don't have to start on Yom Yud Gimel. So good, he can say what he wants because he relies on the other svara. But meanwhile, what about the pasuk? So you could say that by being osik in the shimur, that's also a kiyum of that the whole day was mishumar, because as soon as the day began, you were involved with making the house shamur from chametz. So that could be also a kiyum of the pasuk. It's a whole new possibility. Okay,
Rabbi, can I ask a question on that?
Of course, yes.
So more of a question on the Rambam and the Gemara from before on the Yerushalmi, but what's the reason why the Rambam and the Gemara were saying that you have to do it when people are Matzoi Sham, Shabbos Shab Ne'ah the Mitzvah Sham?
Because otherwise if people are not around, it won't get done.
But what's the mile of having it at a set time where everyone's around? Like I was discussing this with Meir Mechavrusa that we were saying that it's not like Hanukkah, where we say that everyone should be lighting at a specific time, so it's like pursuing Isa, that everyone sees all the candles. And then obviously you have to be home when you do Bedika. Just say you have to do Bedika on Leil Yadal or whatever it is, but obviously you have to be home in order to check your house.
Right, but the point is that you're saying if they're attacking it, then people will just be home because of the mitzvah. I guess you can look at it that way.
Like, since when are the Rabbanan being attacking things just for our convenience?
Right, right.
Not even for convenience, I'm saying. You obviously have to be home in order to check for chametz in your house.
Right, but maybe the point is that the Chazal were concerned that if they'll make it by day, then there'll be people that won't end up doing it or forget. They'll get distracted more readily. So this is more likely to be something that people will be able to do, and it won't get lost in the shuffle. You know, the point is people are home. That's an ideal time to do it.
So I was thinking maybe that also might be a reason why the Rambam, that might be, Rebbe was mentioning, oh, where did the Rambam get, like, the Tchila Salah, like, that might be it, because people are Matzoi in the house, like, people are around at the beginning of the night, but you say 3 a.m, like, I don't know.
Right, but as I said, I think the Rambam would certainly still agree that the mitzvah is Balayla. There's, like, there's two points here. There's the mitzvah Balayla, and there's Halacha to start the Tchila Salayla.
Right, and also, is there a reason why the Rambam would say, Rambam uses the lashon of kol ha'am mitzvin, as opposed to the Gemara says bnei adam.
Rambam uses his own signum when he speaks. I don't know. I don't know. Then think about it.
Because you're thinking maybe it's like based off the community, or as in, because the Rambam doesn't give a specific time of when to check. So it sounds like it could be subjective based off of when. You're also thinking, like, let's say you live in a yeshiva town. And like, I don't know, let's say, for example, you're in the Heights and you could say that, okay, the base magic joins until whatever time and people are matzoi b'batein after Seder ends. But that might not be true in a community where there's not a base magic where the majority of people are there or whatever the case is.
Kola, the masses. You have to do a search in the Rambam when he says kola, and see, you know, where you have the Rambam takes that term generally. I'm sure he's used this term in a lot of places. Yeah. I saw someone else with a question.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering, is there a particular reason why the Rambam says you do it at the beginning of the night? Like, is it because you may forget or something? Or is it just...
So that's what I was bringing you, the Rishalmi, possibly. I said the Ravid has this idea from the word or, that the Chazal wanted it to be at the time that it's sort of still a little bit of or, maybe, because you could bring, possibly your reason could be there for the Ravid, but the Ravid saw it in the Lashon HaMishnah. The Rambam doesn't really give any indication, but there is that Yerushalmi that you can also use, that the Yerushalmi has a marker from the Pasuk, and then the Yerushalmi explains that the whole Yom, why is it at night, not by day? Because you want the whole Yom to be Meshumer. So obviously that means that the earlier you start, the more that the whole day is Meshumer. I'll give you a mashal again, and not, it's only a mashal, it's Sabes HaOsen, but there's, by Sfiras HaOmer, it's also brought in the Poskim that it's better perhaps to be sofer earlier in the night, right after Tesa Kochav, because then more of the day is Safor, more of the day is counted. Like, obviously we know by day you don't make a bracha, we hold, but obviously if you're counting by day, it's not as good as counting the night before. But even within the night, it could be a maila to count right after Tesa Kochav, as opposed to 3 hours later, even if it's still before Chatzos, even before daybreak, because you're counting the entire day, so you're counting on what's coming. So the Yerushalmi is saying, by B'dikas Chametz too, the day is Mishumah. So the more that you're B'tchilas HaLaila, you're starting, so then you have the Shimah that's Chal on the entire day.
But also, don't you lose like the Mila of, like a lot if it's like, if there's still light of the candle helping out? Like, don't you lose a lot of the Mila from that if you're doing it at the beginning of the night? Like, when you want to wait, like,
I hear. I mean, that's an issue for the Ravid too. I mean, that depends on maybe how you understand the Ravid, whether it's Seisa Kuchavin or it's still before, you know, before it's Berashmashis. Obviously, there's still a mile of Nair, even if it's somewhat light. But it's starting to get dark, you already have the mile of Nair. Okay, so for Sunday, Rabosai, I'll try to send you some additional Makoros on the Imabir Nala Mitzvahs and Zerizim Magdimil Mitzvahs. It'll be a self-contained shir, and then we'll go, hopefully do Vayit to the next piece of Gemara, very hard Gemara, Socher or Maskir, that's the next piece of Gemara.